And on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday, the 21st of March, 2025. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, Forties, Cromarty, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Seoul, Shannon, Rockall, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Fitzroy 987, slow moving, filling 989 by 1800 Friday. New low expected Seoul 990 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, Forties, Cromarty. Variable 2 to 4 at first in the Atsiras, otherwise southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Fair, good. Fourth Tyne. Southeast 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, fair, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, fair, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Humber, showers or rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Biscay. Cyclonic 5 to 7, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in north. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. East Fitzroy. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. West Fitzroy. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 for a time. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. West Seoul. Southerly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. East Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming cyclonic later in East Seoul and Fastnet. Rain later, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, Rockall. South 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 for a time later in Shannon, becoming northwesterly later. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides. South or southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic, mainly south, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Fair Isle and Faroes. Fair in Fair Isle, rain elsewhere. Good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later in south. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Southeast by south, 5, mist, 4 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Stornoway. Southeast by south, 3, more than 38 miles, 1,010, falling. Lerwick. South by east, 5, mist, 4 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Wick Automatic. South by east, 3, mist, 4 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. Aberdeen. South by east, 2, mist, 1,800 metres, 1,017, falling slowly. Lucas. Northeast by east, 3, mist, 1,800 metres, 1,016, falling slowly. Boomer. Southwest by south, 1, mist, 1,600 metres, 1,016, falling slowly. Bridlington. East by south, 1,017, falling slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel automatic. East-southeast, 4, 2 miles, 1,017. St. Catherine's Point automatic. East-northeast, 4, 1,013, falling slowly. Jersey, southeast, 4, 32 miles, 1,012, falling. Channel Light Vessel automatic. Southeast by east, 3, 5 miles, 1,011. Scilly automatic. Southeast, 4, mist, 5 miles, 1,008, falling slowly. Milford Haven. East, southeast, 5, 16 miles, 1,010, falling. Aberporth. Southeast, 4, 12 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Valley. East by south, 1, 16 miles, 1,012, falling more slowly. Liverpool Crosby. East by south, 3, 8 miles, 1,013, falling slowly. Valentia. Southeast, 3, 8 miles, 1,003, falling. Ronald's Way. East, 4, mist, 4 miles, 1,012, falling more slowly. Malin Head. Southeast, 4, 9 miles, 1,009, falling slowly. And Micrahanish Automatic. Southeast by east, 4, 7 miles, 1,012, falling. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. The United Kingdom will be covered by settled weather through Thursday night with a mainly light or moderate southeasterly airflow. Low pressure will encroach from the southwest during Friday, bringing an increasing risk of thunder, rain and showers later, and freshening winds affecting most waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Fair, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, increasing 7 at times later. Fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later. Mainly fair, showers later, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, mainly fair, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, fair, showers later, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, showers or rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. East or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, fair at first, then rain or showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End, the St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north and south, fair at first, then rain or showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head, the Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south, fair at first, then rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in west, rain or showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man. East or southeast 4 or 5, increasing 5, occasionally 6 for a time, fair, showers or rain later, good, occasionally moderate or poor later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, then rain or showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in the North Channel. Fair, occasional rain or showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southeast 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later west of Outer Hebrides. Fair, then rain or showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And Shetland Isles. South or southeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Fair, good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a few moments, we'll join the World Service for a look ahead to business matters with Ed Butler, and then the news at 1 a.m. with Sue Montgomery. In the meantime, on behalf of my colleague John Hammond in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Ed Butler. This is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today, the extraordinary story of one woman, one among many thousands of workers, who was forced to scam people online or face personal physical assault.
He was a very old person. I scammed him more than $38,000. He was like bankrupt and he was still trusting. Even now, I feel like crying. Like, we didn't have any option. If we didn't do, we are getting beat.
It is an amazing story. Also, we hear why Canada's banning Teslas from its latest motor show, and when artificial intelligence just isn't as smart as it's supposed to be. Just ask Siri after the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Turkey's president has sought to downplay public demonstrations taking place following the detention of the mayor of Istanbul. Ekrem İmamoğlu, the main rival to Recep Tayyip Erdogan, was arrested days before he was expected to be named as a candidate for the 2028 presidential election. Mr. Erdogan accused the main opposition party of seeking to distract from its own failures. Emily Wither reports from Istanbul.
Protesters clashed with police as the leader of the opposition, Özgür Özel, addressed the crowds. A government appointee is expected to take over the Istanbul mayor's office in the coming days. But Özel has said his party will resist leaving Istanbul's municipality building. He's also made an international plea for help and said the EU should not sacrifice Turkey's democracy.
The Israeli cabinet has voted to sack the head of the Internal Security Agency, Shin Bet. The move will infuriate demonstrators who have been out in their thousands for 3 days in protest at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to dismiss the intelligence chief, Ronan Bar. The two men have been at odds since the Hamas attacks of October 2023, each accusing the other of serious failings. President Trump has signed an executive order to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education, vowing to return the money it controls to individual states. He accused the department of breathtaking failures.
We're going to be returning education, very simply, back to the states where it belongs. And this is a very popular thing to do, but much more importantly, it's a common sense thing to do, and it's going to work. Absolutely, it's going to work.
Many Republicans blame the department for what they say is poor performance in schools. But Democrats have called the planned closure reckless